And welcome back, everyone, to Ryan Blue Reads to You. I'm your host, Ryan Blue, and I have discovered a new book on Amazon Kindle titled Erotic Tales, 50 of Hot Wives and MILFs, Erotica Stories by Tammy Tickles. So I hope you all enjoy this little chapter that I'm going to read to you. All right, so let's get started. Now, let's set this up a little bit. So this little snippet that I'm going to read to you is, what would you do? A hot older woman, a younger aspiring football player, getting caught up in what could be maybe some passion, maybe some lust, maybe some desire. Would you do it? I don't know. Well, these two did. So that's what I'm going to read to you today. Little snippet of, hey, maybe you would, maybe you wouldn't. Maybe you should, maybe you shouldn't. But they did. Here we go. 1 week had passed since the intense session in the locker room, both not quite being able to look at each other in the eye during class for fear of not being able to control themselves. Nothing else had happened between them. Thoughts of what would happen if they were caught and Mike's general anxiety about his future killed any chances of that. But she had given him her number just in case he needed it. So far, after a particularly stressful night, or just when he needed help sleeping, it had worked wonders. Today had been a bad day. Worries about the big game against River High the next day had worked Mike to the bone, his nerves frayed, and his hands barely able to hold the soda Red had given him. Currently, his friend was by his side, shielding him from any prying eyes that might think his moment of panic was weakness or something to be mocked. If anyone dared to think that, Red would knock them on their asses, knowing that did Mike a world of good. Still, there was nothing he could do other than ride out the wave of despair. It had happened before. It was going to happen again, but he knew it would pass. Didn't mean it didn't suck, though. Mike! Mike! He looked up at Red, startled by his yelling. Phone's ringing! Red held out his cell phone, Mike collecting it and pressing the answer button. Hello? He tried to make his voice sound neutral, but he could tell immediately that he'd done a terrible job. The caller sighed. You sound terrible, Mike. No, I'm... He squeezed the bridge of his nose. He wasn't going to lie to her. Yeah, I feel like shit. Come to my classroom when school is over. I think I have something to cheer you up. He arched his eyebrow. Oh? She laughed melodically. Get your mind out of the gutter. This is something else. Her voice got lower. Though, play your cards right, and you might get that as well. His collar suddenly felt too tight. All right then, I guess I'll see you then, Catherine. Oh? Look who's finally learning. I cannot wait. The line clicked off. He smiled to himself, suddenly freezing when he realized he had company. He turned slowly to Red, his friend, wearing an expression of pure shock. Catherine? What? Did you two fuck in that locker room last week or something? No! He held his hand out in protest. No, we didn't. Fuck. But something did happen. He winced. I mean... All right, yeah, something did happen. Red ran a hand down his face. Jesus fucking Christ, Mike. I hope you know what you're doing. His expression shifted. Wait a minute. She's not forcing you to do this or anything, right? Now it was Mike's turn to be shocked. What? No. God, no! Are you sure? Because I'm not one of those fucks that laugh at that. He smiled, putting his hand on Red's shoulder. I promise. I want it. It's just complicated is all. Complicated? He sighed. She's trying to help me, you know, with college and everything. It got intense last week. One thing led to another, and well, you know. Red groaned. If she's helping you, then fine, I guess. He clapped him on the back. Just watch your ass, all right? Both of you. People get wind of this, they'll crucify you, and you deserve better than that. Mike smiled. Thanks, man, really. And hey, Red smirked, if you guys ever need a plus one or anything, then you know who to call. I changed my mind. Fuck you. He knocked on the doorframe before he entered. Catherine? She turned from the window she was looking out of, smiling and walking over. Mike, I'm glad you're here. Come in. She took his hand and pulled him in, locking the door behind them. She walked over to the desk and sat down. So, he began slowly, what did you want to talk about? She beamed. It's very good news. She reached over and squeezed his hand. I convinced the board to let you take makeup exams after the football season ends. His jaw went slack. You what? I didn't know you could do that. She nodded happily. It was quite easy. All I had to do was bring up the role you play on that football field, as well as some of the difficulties you've been facing. And they agreed that you deserved a fair shot. She pulled him in and placed a slow kiss on his lips. Pulling back, she rested her forehead on his. I've said it before. You are a brilliant young man. Now is your chance to finally prove it. He dragged her in for another kiss, his tongue plunging desperately into her mouth, almost fighting with hers in their passion. By the time they pulled back, both were breathless, and tears were streaming down his face. God, I don't know what to say. He looked at her desperately. Please, what can I do to repay you? She smirked and kissed the tip of his nose, leaning back against her desk. I think you already know the answer to that. Slowly, without breaking eye contact, she spread her legs, her womanhood fully exposed to him. He looked at her wide-eyed, switching his view from her to the door. Here? She crooked her finger. Here. He looked down, catching another look of what was waiting for him. Oh, fuck it. He stepped over, dropping to his knees in front of her. He gazed almost reverently at his prize, tracing a finger up her seam. He leaned in, nuzzling his nose against her clit and giving one long, firm lick from bottom to top. She whimpered on top of him, biting down on her knuckle to muffle her voice. Emboldened, he pressed on, his tongue probing her entrance and his fingers delicately rubbing at her clit. In contrast to her treatment of his cock the previous week, this was slow, exploratory. There would be time for fast and rough later. Fittingly enough, he was taking this as a learning experience. He spread her lips, tracing letters into her depths with his tongue and nuzzling further in, not wanting to leave a single bit untouched by him. When he noticed she started shuddering, he decided the exploration was over. He took her clit in his mouth, and when he sucked hard, she almost wailed. When he added two fingers, then a third, pumping them back and forth, it was almost too much. She grabbed him by his hair, pulling him roughly up to her level, his fingers still furiously diving in and out of her. She attacked his mouth with hers, her tongue lapping up every bit of her juices that she could find on his face before growling at him and bucking her hips more. He added a fourth finger, and she almost jumped off the table, her head being thrown back and a guttural moan ripping from her throat. He pumped his fingers in and out, her legs shaking from the force of his thrusts. Her mouth was open in a silent scream, her body not even having the ability to vocalize at this point, only able to barely hold itself together under his onslaught. His thumb flicked out, rubbing circles against her clit and pressing in with the rest of his fingers. It was too much. It was not enough. It was so many things, and Catherine couldn't wrap her head around it. She could only lie there and take it and hope that maybe she could remember it when all was said and done. Her hair was falling loose, her skin rapidly getting slick with sweat. She was unraveling, and he hadn't even sheathed himself inside of her yet. This just isn't fair. She bucked her hips into him, meeting his fingers in an exchange that was sure to leave bruises the next morning. But she couldn't bring herself to care. He leaned in, running his tongue along her neck, finding a sensitive spot just where her shoulder met her neck. He sucked on the skin, leaving her breathless and moaning. When he bit down, that was the final straw. Her walls clenching around his fingers hard, her entire body seizing up and staying that way for what felt like an age. Finally, her body went limp, his fingers sliding out of her easily and coming to her lips. Without even having to be asked, she took them in her mouth, her tongue running along each digit and cleaning all her fluids off them one by one. He was hard, painfully so. And when he watched her wrap her lips around his soaking fingers, he was terrified he would come right then and there. He pulled back, his hands going to his belt, not missing the hungry look she was giving, the obvious bulge in his pants. When he pulled himself free with a groan, she gasped. Until then, not entirely sure if she had imagined his size last time. He walked himself over, taking hold of himself at the base and letting the tip brush against her clit. She whimpered, "Mike, please." He leaned down, his teeth digging into her collarbone. "Please what? What do you want me to do?" He ground against her, his cock dragging itself slowly through her folds. "I won't know what you want unless you tell me." Her eyes were watering, her hips desperate to slam into his, but his hand was keeping them still. I want you inside me." He chuckled. "Inside you?" He tapped himself against her briefly, her body twitching in response. "What part of me?" She was going to die. This man was going to be the death of her. "God, please, I want your cock inside me." Without another word, he pulled his hips back, angling himself just right. There was no gradual buildup, no exploratory strokes. He aligned himself with her entrance and slammed himself into the hilt, her vision going white and his fingers digging into her hips. He took a moment to appreciate the feel of her around him, the way her walls squeezed on him with wanton desperation. He stared into her eyes, seeing the plea for more in them, and he was a slave to obey. He pulled out slowly, so slowly that every inch felt like a mile, watching her eyes water and her teeth biting down on her lip. Once he was almost fully out, his head the only part remaining inside of her, he rammed himself back in, his pace furious as he pistoned in and out. Her desk rocked back and forth on its legs, her legs wrapping around him as the room filled with the sound of flesh hitting flesh, her body hyper aware of his balls slapping against the plump mass of her ass. Over and over, his cock plunged into her depths with rough 9-inch strokes, her hips now free to meet his in a furious clash, both their bodies sure to bruise, but neither of them caring enough to stop. He pushed his mouth onto hers, swallowing each of her moans and sucking down on her wonderfully plump lips. When he angled his hips just right and thrust against the spot inside her just right, she squealed adorably into his mouth. His lips turned upwards in a smile, even as he continued to ravage her. She pulled back to look him in the eye. "Please, I want to be on top." He nodded, grabbing underneath her hips and lifting her into the air, his raw strength making her even wetter than before. She tightened her hold around his hips, his arms going out to sweep the rest of the table contents onto the floor. He sat down with a grunt, the sudden stop making her whimper as he pushed into her even deeper than before. Mike lay back, content to think that she knew what to do from here. He was correct. Catherine planted her feet on either side of him, slowly rising up and falling back down, her skirt lifted up around her waist so that he could see every moment. She undid her shirt, button by button, her pace as agonizingly slow as her hip movements, content to torment him for these brief moments. Slowly, her body revealed itself to him, the skin of her beautifully tan chest, almost glowing in the afternoon light. The shirt fell to the floor, followed by her bra, her breasts heaving with every breath as she continued to bounce on his glorious dick. Slowly, as if he was approaching a work of art, he lifted his hands, taking one of her heaving globes in his palm, feeling the exquisite softness of her skin against his. She smiled at the look on his face, his jaw slack as he squeezed. Yet before he could appreciate it further, she shoved him downwards, his back hitting the desk as her hips once more descended on him. While she enjoyed teasing him before, Catherine had needs herself. Just like what he was so eager to give her, she loved it rough, fast, wild. So when her hips rose and fell, it was with the pace and impact of a car crash, the vibrations from their bodies meeting, shaking their very bones. She leaned backwards, her hands running through her hair, while Mike could only look on stunned. "This woman, this goddess, wants me?" he thought to himself. "What the fuck did I do right?" She dropped to her knees, his cock disappearing as deep as it could go. As she ground her hips back and forth, her drenched slit leaving a trail along his body where it touched, she leaned over him, her mouth only capable of telling him the most primal things on her mind. "God, you've got an amazing cock." She dragged her tongue along his neck. "You know just how to give it to me." He grabbed her ass roughly. "Why don't you bend over this desk? I'll show you exactly what I can give you." She grinned, her teeth gleaming, pulling herself off of his hardness, their wetness trailing along the desk underneath her. She leaned over, her back angled and her ass sticking high in the air. He stepped behind her, running his hand along her cheek. Spread them. She placed both her hands on her cheeks, spreading them apart and letting him see every inch of her body. He squeezed roughly, running his fingers lightly down her crease, his fingers lightly teasing the tight pucker of her other hole. She shivered and he chuckled. That looks fucking amazing. He positioned himself at her dripping entrance, but we'll save that for another day. He rammed himself forward so forcefully that the desk moved another foot, her whole body shifting and her almost shrieking in surprise and delight. Everyone always treated her like some delicate little flower, like something that you dared to suggest taking any other way than Sully would scream and run to the hills, but not Mike. He knew what she wanted. She wanted to be given everything. She wanted to feel the results of their coupling for days afterwards. She wanted to be taken like an animal. And right now, there was no way to describe their fucking other than beastly. He squeezed her round ass, his fingers digging in deep and kneading the soft flesh. When she grabbed his hand and looked at him in sheer lust, he knew what she wanted. He lifted his hand, bringing it down with power, but not as much as he could have. She wanted this, but he still wanted to test the waters. His palm met her behind with a light tap. Her resulting groan, needy and frustrated, he lifted it again, slapping it back down with a resounding crack. And all it took was her guttural moan and the tightening of her walls to know that was just right. He did it again and again, watching the skin of her right cheek turn more and more pink. By the fifth slap, her moans were desperate, not even bothering to muffle her voice anymore. He reached around, grabbing her face and placing two of his fingers over her lips. She took them into her mouth, sucking desperately against them, lest she alert the whole neighborhood with her cries of passion. His thrust started to get more erratic, shallower, and it didn't take much to realize that he was about to come. She pulled back off his fingers, her hips still slamming backwards against his. My face, I want it on my face. He pulled out of her sloppily, her knees slamming against the ground in desperation to get in front of his cock. He worked his hand back and forth frantically, her face directly in front of him, her mouth open, her tongue out to catch what he would give her. He erupted violently, his release arcing over her, hitting her forehead, draping itself over her glasses. The feeling of his cum covering her was the final step. She needed a deep groan coming out of her as her orgasm took over. The taste of his seed on her lips and down her throat, making her clench her legs together and whimper. By the time he finished, she was barely recognizable, her face dripping with his release and a giggle shaking her body. She dragged her fingers across her face, collecting as much as she could and sweeping it into her mouth, swallowing the thick load with visible effort. She smirked. There is no way that we're stopping this when you get to college. He sat back on a nearby chair, the sight of her eating his cum making him go weak in the knees. Are you kidding? No way am I giving this up. Now, what did everybody think of that? A little bit of a longer read? Again, as usual, I am sweating as I read all of this. So I hope everybody out there enjoyed this little snippet as much as I did reading it. Now, I have to get going. I have some things to do. So again, thanks for tuning in to Ryan Blue Reads to You. Remember, I want to hear from you. I always leave my email in the show notes. Email me, say hi, tell me what you like. This is Ryan Blue saying, sweet dreams.